The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
All right, I know the clock's ticking. We need to go to the news here. All right, something that it's very concerning. You know, we had the problems. We talked about the problems with the nitro and the 40-gallon drum and the limited amount you keep in the pits and all. Well, that's one thing. But in Canada, they are having the John Blair in Canada is trying to pass a bill that will take leaded fuel out of the country. It will be illegal for anyone to run leaded fuel in anything, and that includes all forms of motorsports. If that happens, there's a good chance we could lose IHRA's races up there. You could lose your local tracks races up there, because let's face it, you're not going to get a 13 or 14 to 1 motor running on leaded fuel. It's not going to happen. And so drag racing could take a major blow up in Canada. Now, if you would like to help fight this thing, there is still a period yet, all the way up to February 22nd. And you can email John Blair at john.blair@ec.gc.ca. And if you didn't get the email from me, you can always go back and listen to it on the replays, and we will post that email address on our site. Everybody needs to get up there and let them know how important motorsports, and not just drag racing, but motorsports, period, could come to a screeching halt if they pull the leaded fuels out of Canada. And they are seriously talking about it. It's going to go up before their board. And, you know, like I say, John Blair himself will say a yay or a nay if this is going to happen. So you need to get out there and support drag racing, support circle tracking, motorcycling, anything that has to do with motorsports and runs a leaded fuel. If they pull this, guys, they're pulling the plug on you. So we've got till February 22nd. The email address will be on our site. Please, please, take that email address, call up there, and let them know that you do not want them to take unleaded fuels away from motorsports.
Yeah, that sounds pretty scary.
It really is, and because motorsports in Canada is huge. I mean, this is, it just baffles me how they could even consider something that brings so much money into their economy. Just go to one national event for IHRA, and we're a drop in the bucket compared to all. And we're talking about circle track racing, motorcycle racing, all these different events, and we pack the place. It's absolutely packed, and this brings it. Can you imagine how many hotels are filled, how many restaurants, how much money comes into the country from America just from the motorsports that are run on a weekly basis in Canada? It is a huge dollar sum. And not only will it really hurt motorsports all over, but it's also going to cost a lot of jobs up there from the people that haul the fuel, to the people that burn the fuel, to the people that sell the hot dogs at the drag strip. If there's no drag strip is open, they don't need to sell hot dogs there. So there's a lot of jobs that are on the line, and this is the time that all the racers, whether you be a drag racer or if you turn left or you're a hill climber or a dirt tracker or a flat tracker, you need to get onto that email address and let them know that you do not want them to stop allowing them to sell leaded fuel.
Yeah, this is one of those things where the you know, the public has to let the people in office know how big of an impact motorsports has, because the average person, if they're not really involved deeply in motorsports, really don't know. We've found over the years they really don't know and aren't aware of the huge economic impact that motorsports has on communities, and this is a perfect example of that.
You know, Jack, it's scary as to how many guys in motorsports have no idea this is about to happen.
Absolutely.
Just very quietly. But once it's signed, all of a sudden, that type of fuel was no longer allowed in the country. Now, they say that motorsports only, and don't quote me on this, but I believe it was only 2% of the leaded fuel that is consumed in Canada. And that the other 98% of leaded fuel is with aircraft. And nothing against aircraft. But if they can allow the aircraft to run 98%, and, hey, that 2%, you know, brings in a huge dollar figure, and it's very important to our sport, and it sure isn't going to make that much of a critical difference on the emissions of that country. So, again, the racers aren't aware of this, and that's why I tried to get the word out tonight, and you can go to our site, and we will have that email address up on the site, and you need to get a hold of John Blair. And believe me, guys, they will listen to you. This is one time where the power of motorsports, if we all get together, and we just have to, whether you're from America or you're from Canada, we have a lot of Canadian listeners, and I'm sure you will, and a lot of the American listeners, you may say, well, I'm not racing up there, but you know, there come a time you want to go to a race there, or some of the superstars that come down out of Canada, and boy, there's a lot of super double bad pro mods that come rolling out of Canada that race in the IHRA circuit. Well, those guys, you know, they also race up there. And it would just come to a stop, and that could kill a lot of sponsorships. And, I mean, this is like, you know, the domino effect, I guess.
Absolutely.
So, guys, we got till February 22nd. That email address will be on our site. Please, please, take advantage of it.
All right, Stevie. Did you have any other news, or is that the big? That was big enough, huh?
Yeah, that just kind of blew my mind, and that's really where I wanted to stop on everything tonight, because I know we're running over a few minutes, and I just want to be sure that I got that out. And it's shocking. And I know Drag Review, the IHRA magazine, DRM, they too have an article on it in their magazine. You can go in there on, I think, page. Better not say it for sure, because I think page 10 that the article is in there. And they also give the email address in Drag Review as well. And if you for whatever reason, don't get it off our site, you can get it from Drag Review, you call IHRA up, or you go email the IHRA, and I'm sure they'll be glad to help you with that address in any way possible. But we need to support our fellow Canadians, because they're drag racers just like we are.
Yeah, and if you type in we'll put some links on our website for you to find out more information about it too, because there is some stuff information out there available on the internet that you can go read and find out more about it.
Well, Jack, I guess that's just about it for the season. Just one thing I do want to say to all the guys out there: save a tree, support your local drag strip, drag racing. There's nothing like it.
All right, Stevie. This is Straight Lining with Stevie, and Stevie will be back next Wednesday night, 8 p.m. sharp.